This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. And if you read the title list, this is the first ever Mr. D rant. Do I sound like I'm ranting yet? Don't worry, I will be. Get ready. This should be fun. I also say in this podcast that math is only for people who are already busy. If you're not busy, math is not for you. You and math probably shouldn't hang out. But if you're someone who's busy, then math is for you. Matter of fact, people that listen to podcasts, I know already are busy. How do I know that? Well, because my family listens to podcasts, they're busy. I listen to a podcast from time to time, I'm busy. And I know my listeners out there that listen into podcasts, you're busy already. You communicate with me and let me know some of the things you're up to, which is amazing. Let me ask you a question. This is what'll get you in the mood for a rant. How many of you have ever had one of those days where you went to bed late, you woke up early? You woke up to having too many emails in your inbox, and then your computer was too slow to actually get to all the emails to get them done. You were having a bad hair day. And what makes it worse, if you're someone like me who doesn't have very much hair to start with, a bad hair day is not a good thing. Too many phone calls from the telemarketers wanting to find out about what you want and you really don't need, and you need to let them know that. Maybe you were doing what I was doing today, which was interviewing and then training new teachers. Students having questions, emailing me. I even had a student today that was emailing me and we couldn't work it out by email, so we had to meet online. I'll come back to her in a minute. And yes, on top of that, today is my son's 12th birthday. Now, I'm not ranting about that. I'm excited about that. But what's making me rant about that is all the other things that I had to do today where I haven't been able to take my family out to dinner yet, which we're going to do tonight, and I'm excited about that. Enough said. You get the idea. Everything that I want to be doing, I can't do until I get all this other stuff out of the way. And guess what? I'm recording this podcast. Oh, and the podcast, I've already recorded this podcast one time, but I used the wrong microphone, so I had to do it again. The first ever Mr. D rant is officially underway. Let me get back to that young lady for a second. Teenager. Think about your teenagers, or if you have a teenager, or when you were a teenager, or you know a teenager. She sends me the email. She says to me, she says, okay, I'm not getting this. I don't understand it. I watched the video. I was in your class session. I've emailed you. I'm still not getting it. So I did what any normal person like me would do. It's like, let's meet online. Let's work it out. We'll take some time together. This is when I'm free. Now, in the middle of my busy day, I'm telling her this specific time that I'm free, thinking that she'll say, oh, Mr. D, thanks for taking time out of your day. I know you're busy. And thanks for that. I'm so happy. I can't even believe that you would do that. No, I don't get any of that. What do I get? I get a two-letter response from her that says, okay. So we meet online, and she's grumpy because she thinks this is going to take 2 hours. In 7 minutes, we had it worked out. I knew that we'd have it worked out, and I knew there was this one little thing that was missing for her. We just had to find what it was, and we did. Once we had it all worked out, and she actually took the action to be there, then the thank yous came. Mr. D, thank you so much. I can't believe that this was so easy now and I can do it. She's in pre-calculus and she was working out some tough stuff, but she's got it now. That actually calmed me down by working with her because I got to see a young person find some success and someone who was willing to take the action to move through something that was confronting them and difficult. She didn't quit. She worked it out till she got it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Math is only for people who are already busy. My students tell me about their schedules. Parents often tell me about their schedules. As a matter of fact, parents not only tell me about their schedules, but they also tell me about their students' schedules. And one thing that I found about all of these things when it comes to the students, the parents, and the parents talking about themselves as well as their young people, that they have one thing in common. They're all busy. And then they have this other thing in common, that there are times that they just don't have time to do math. They're letting me know how busy they are so that they can get to the part about they didn't have time to do the math. By the way, I want you to know who my students are. My students are all over the United States, and they're amazing. These are some of the things they're up to. They're into sports, baseball, football, weightlifting, archery, soccer, gymnastics, hockey, tennis. The people who do the things with the horses, the equestrians, I have bowlers and more. I have two young ladies who are the number one and number two national champions in gymnastics in their age group. Go figure. What about the arts? Yes, I have dancers. I have people who are in theater, the thespians. I have musicians, singers, writers, painters. I have them too. I have the ones that are in speech and debate. I have the ones who are starting businesses. I have the ones who have jobs. I have the ones who are saving for college, who want to buy a car, who are out there working. Some of them work in internships. Some of them are learning about computer programming. Some of them are working on how to build and develop social media platforms, or they're just learning about them. I have amazing students. You know, some other things that my amazing students are up to is what they do and provide in the community. They're on mission trips. They travel all over the world to go out and make a difference for people, to have them find something that they don't have in their life. They're youth ministers. They're either supporting the pastor at their church or they're running the youth groups themselves. My students are amazing. Did I leave anything out? Yeah, I did. How about spending time with family, spending time with your friends? Homeschoolers take the most amazing field trips to places all over the world. It's awesome. So if I look and see, my homeschool students and their families are some of the most amazing people in the world. You know, when I look and I see how amazing my students are, I have to come to the conclusion that their parents are amazing too, because they taught their young people how to be amazing. I hear mostly from my students about the things they're up to. So parents, I'm just assuming that you're just as amazing because you've taught your young person to be amazing. My own children are homeschooled, and I want you to know they are just as amazing. My son, who has his birthday today, he is out to be a professional flamenco dancer. That's the Spain dancing that they do. So it's not flamingo like the bird, as my family often tells me, says it's not how you say it, it's flamenco. And he's an awesome dancer. His younger sister, 10 years old, just started her own business. She has an internet business going on already, and she makes and sells jewelry online. It's amazing. So with all of these amazing young people out in the world, here comes the but then. Dun, dun, dun. Here it comes. The students come back and they tell me they got behind in their math class. Oh, they didn't get the assignment done. You didn't get that test done. Why didn't you get that test done? Well, it comes back to all of those amazing things that they're doing that they had to do and they didn't have time to do the math. Or what's worse is they didn't practice before taking a big test like the SAT, the ACT, the CPT, the PERT test. The CPT, by the way, is the college placement test. The PERT test is a test that's used in Florida for students who want to dual enroll, who actually want to get college credits while they're still in high school. Maybe you're taking the end of the year Iowa test or whatever the end of the year test that you take. It's the similar story. We didn't have time to prepare. We didn't study the math because we were so busy doing all the amazing things that we do. You know, in that moment, I get confused. How can it be that my amazing students, my own children, that they're not practicing math? Now, I have to stop and wonder, are they really that busy or they just don't want to do the math? So I don't have to look much further than myself on that one. Not about math, but about other things. You know, I have a saying that I share with students from time to time, and I always share with my children whenever appropriate. Here it is. Any excuse will do. So for this podcast, any excuse will do when it comes to not doing math. For me, it's exercise. Any excuse will do so that I don't have to exercise. Maybe that's why I think I'm so busy all the time, so that I'm so busy so I don't have to exercise. But let's take a look at this. Are you ready? Young people who want to earn college credit, dual enroll while you're still in high school. By the way, moms, if you have younger children and you're listening right now, listen up, because this applies to you too, even though your children aren't getting in high school trying to dual enroll to get that college credit. Because one day, your young person is going to be one of those same amazing, talented, gifted, super cool teenagers who want to earn college credit while still in high school. And you're training them right now. If you're busy and not getting things done, you're teaching them how to be busy and not get other things done. But remember, math is only for people who are already busy. That's a contradictory statement, but check it out. Colleges are so generous, and you're laughing already, but think about this. They open their doors. They say, come on in. You get free tuition in most dual enrollment programs. You get college credit while you're a teenager, still in high school. And the college only asks you one simple thing for your ticket to get in the door, and that is to take their placement test, whether it be the PERT, the CPT, the ACCUPLACER, whatever it is. They're all the same tests. They just each get their own cool name. So what's on those tests? Well, thanks for asking. There's reading comprehension. Homeschoolers, no big deal. Homeschoolers are great readers. That's one of their strongest skill sets. Once in a while, some of those tests will ask for a writing sample, but not too often, but no problem because homeschoolers are great writers. They've gone to their co-op classes. They've seen seminars and workshops on writing. They've had awesome support at becoming great at reading and writing. What else is on the test? You know, it's math. But not just your basic add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Not just your basic elementary algebra. No. Not just solving an equation where you're adding 5 to both sides or dividing by -2 on both sides. No. Much more difficult equations, like finding the solutions to a quadratic equation, identifying the vertex in a quadratic equation, working with absolute value, finding the domain or range of a function. And you're thinking, I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, that's getting you ready for college. Algebra 2 is where all that happens. You know, I have students who are 16 years old and they come to me. They're amazing. They're gifted. They're talented. They're up to huge things in their life, but they haven't completed Algebra 2 yet. Why not? Because why? Why wouldn't you do that? Wait for it. Wait for it. Because they were too busy. You know, you think about this. The problem here is that what's on the placement test is reading, grammar, sometimes writing, not very often, and math. What did I leave out? Well, I left out all the questions about music, dance, art, sports, business, speech and debate. Other teachers out there, don't get your feelings hurt, but there's no questions about history, geography, or science on those college placement tests. Sorry, they're great subjects, but those content areas just aren't on the test. Don't be mad at me. I'm just reporting on what's on the test. I'm not the one that wrote it. So think about what is on the test. Reading, grammar, maybe writing. No worries. You've got that covered. And then wait for it. You guessed it. It is upper level math. Oh, no. And for me, here's something that I know in my heart. It's true. I've been in this business for 30 years. And here's what I know. That it's not that the students can't do the math. It's just that they haven't practiced in a way that they recognize the kinds of questions that they're being asked. That's it. They can do the math. It's not that they can't. They just haven't practiced in a way that hasn't been successful. So how do you fix that problem? What do you do? Well, first, you're going to have to get on board with what the problem is. So if you're saying to yourself, well, the problem is the test, that's not the problem. You're saying, okay, well, then the problem is the system. That's not the problem either. So what is the problem? The problem is something you probably haven't thought of, but here it comes. The problem is this. The problem is that students don't make math so important that it becomes more important than something else so that they actually focus on the math. Let me say that in simple terms. The problem is students need to make math important. And it doesn't have to be important forever, just for the 2 or 3 weeks that they have to prepare for the test beforehand. Now, if you haven't taken Algebra 2 yet, well, maybe a little bit longer if we're talking about dual enrollment. They're going to have to do something extraordinary. They're going to have to tell someone, a coach, a teacher, a pastor, an employer, you name it. For those few weeks that they're going to be preparing for the test, they're going to have to tell those people who are very important in their lives that they can't do the things that those people want them to do because they have to practice for their placement test. Now, I know that they can already do that. As a matter of fact, maybe sometimes it's the parents that are telling the coach, the teacher, the pastor, their employer, that they need to practice for their test. But I know that the parents can do it for well on behalf of the students. How do I know that you can do this or they can do this? It's easy how I know. Because you're already telling me those same reasons why you didn't prepare for the math test or complete the math assignment or get ready for the SAT or the ACT or the college placement test or the PERT test or whatever it is. If it's a math assignment, get it done. But for the SAT or the ACT or the college placement test or the Iowa test or the CAT 5 test or whatever test that you're getting ready for, that doesn't work because there's a certain date and time that you've got to do it. So it's time to put some of those other things that are really, really important to you a little bit down the list, a little further. You're going to have to tell someone, you know, I just don't have time to do this week because I got to focus on math. And guess what? It's March 2017 when I'm recording this podcast. Hopefully that's when you're listening to it as well. But we're closing in on the end of the school year. People are busier than ever. And people that are working with your young people, instructors and tutors, they're telling you now that their things are the most important projects they have to get done. Well, maybe, but maybe not. Everyone is going to tell you that their assignment is important. They wouldn't have given it to you if it wasn't important. And to them, they have great reasons why. Not just great reasons, but really great reasons. And some of those great reasons are even accurate. They're correct. They might even be true. But if those things are not going to help you on the placement test you're going to take, and you're not preparing for the placement test, those things that you say that are going to matter are not going to matter at all if you can't get into the program you want to get into so that you can be the person you truly are, someone who makes a profound and lasting difference in the world. Let me say that another way so you can hear it again. If you're not doing the things you need to do that are on that placement test and you're not preparing for that placement test, those things that do matter to you, no matter how great they are not going to matter at all if you can't get into those programs you want to get into and be that person who I already know you are, someone who makes a profound and lasting difference in the world. So here we go. Are you ready? The rant is on. It's time to make math important. It's important. Why is it important? You can have your own reason why it's important. The reason doesn't matter. Just make it important. Because you say it is, will make it important. The things that are important to you because you said they were. I'm just asking you to say something new to make the math important. You know, young people tell me all the time that they're going to college. It's not like they want to go to college. They say they're going to college. So how do they get into college? Well, they do all those things we just talked about. They dual enroll. It's amazing to me that these young people that I work with, how many of them often graduate with their AA degree while they're still in high school. That's amazing. I didn't have an opportunity like that. I think that's amazing that they can do it. And they had to be successful in that placement test before they got going. If you're going to be applying to a college, well, you're going to be taking the SAT or the ACT. Guess what's on it? Math, reading comprehension, and some writing. It's there. Focus on the math. Let yourself confront the unconfrontable. One thing I can promise you is this, is it's finite. What do I mean by that? Is that what seems to be something you can't do now, once you start to practice it and start to do it, you'll be able to do it. It's just like me with exercise. There are things that I couldn't do 3 months ago in my exercise program that I can do now because I'm doing the exercise. But if I wasn't doing the exercise, I wouldn't be able to do it. If I did my exercise more often, I could do even more. Go figure. That's how it works. So, the rant, math is only for people who are busy. You're someone who's busy, then math is for you. So if you're someone who's busy and math is for you, why not make it important for as long as you need it to be? And then you can have it not be important again, but get the things that you want so you can be the person that you already are, a truly amazing, gifted, talented person who makes a profound and lasting difference in the world. That's how I listen to you, and that's who I know you are. Now, let's just get the math done to let everybody else know too. This is Mr. D from Mr. D Math and More Podcast. If you want to email me, feel free, dennis@mrdmath.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. See you all next time. Bye, everyone. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.